of Corja, Ishmisha, Joe Bollard. How false you rode with the air claw sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Dave Accordia, Thafalcha Ruiz, Gadi Erclor, Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Bollard, and I'd like to welcome you to our programme, Sounds Irish. And as we do on the programme every week, to start off with, we tell you that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. And I'd like to say hello to all of our listeners. Our programme is now spreading worldwide, friends. More and more people are listening to Sounds Irish on a number of radio stations. I'd like to say hello, first of all, to all my friends on the Global Voice, and also to all those people who listen to me in Portugal on Antenna Web, also in Venezuela on Alba Stereo, and of course in Boston on Boston Free Radio. And more stations are interested in taking up the programme Sounds Irish, which pleases me immensely. Now, also for those listeners who are joining us maybe for the first time, to let you know that the programme Sounds Irish, a little about it. Well, first of all, do bear in mind that every track is not an Irish song, but it will have some connection with Ireland, whether it's an Irish singer or it's written by an Irish person or, well, whatever. But it will have some connection, as I say, with Ireland. Also, we cover every type, style and genre of Irish music. So if perhaps one track doesn't appeal to you, stay with me because perhaps the next one will. We'll have traditional Irish music. We'll have old style American Irish songs. We'll have ballads. We'll have folk. And we have country and Irish, which, friends, I will confess, is a little bit of a bone of contention with some of our listeners. Not all. Some of our listeners don't like the country and Irish, and yet a lot of them do. So what I do is I just include the country and Irish. And also bear in mind, and I'm still lecturing here, also bear in mind that some of the recordings I have might not come up to your expectations technologically, but some of the recordings I get are rather old. And some of them very new, of course, but some of them are unobtainable in today's world. But nevertheless, enough of the prattle. Now, you'll get used to that saying quite often. You'll hear it on the programme. Here, for instance, the Blarney Brothers. Now, I've never heard of the Blarney Brothers, and I'm in serious trouble about it. But they're singing a song here that I am aware of the song, but they're singing it, well, there's quite a bit of a hoolie going on. Now, a hoolie is an Irish word for a party. And as you can hear in the background, there's quite a lot of a hoolie going on. In fact, it's Hannigan's hoolie. Hannigan was an Irishman who came from Éireann's Isle. He had a brogue, he was a rogue, and you'd hear him for half a mile. I'll tell you what, enough said, here the Blarney Brothers.
Well, Hannigan was an Irishman, he came from Erin's Isle. He was a rogue, he had a brogue, you'd hear him for half a mile. Well, Hannigan gave a hoolie cheer that Newson gets above. And if you're just a stranger and you're passing by his shop, come into the party, you can make yourself at home. Come into the party, sure, you won't be on your own. There's Mick McGee, there's Rafferty, there's Murphy and Muldoon. They say McGilligan's daughter doesn't know the taste of water. Lord, the snakes just don't be sticking out. There's drunk for half the town. There's gallons of you watching if you want to wash your dance. So if you're Irish, you're sure of a welcome. Now there's a hoolie on at Hannigan's house tonight. You sure will be there. A hoolie on it.
Short and sweet, just to whet your appetite there. The Hannigan's Hoolie from the Blarney Brothers. I must look up some more of their material. I haven't got, well, that's all I have of theirs, I think, on a compilation album. But there you are. Now, our Daniel O'Donnell spot, and regular listeners to Sounds Irish, will know that we couldn't have a Sounds Irish programme without Daniel. And Daniel is taking us up to County Tyrone, and he's telling us all about that pretty little girl from Oma.
Way up in the north in old Tyrone, there's a pretty little girl I call my own. She's the sweetest rose Ireland's ever grown. And sure as the moon and stars above, I'm falling head over heels in love with a pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girls in Ulster Band, they're just as pretty in Monaghan. This to every roving eye is known. But I guess that I'd be out of bounds, cause there between the northern towns there's a pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring, tells her friend she's going to marry me. Oh, best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what you've done to me. There's nothing else my eyes can see but a pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. All right, now. Yee-hoo! You know, folks, being over 40 doesn't make it but a difference. Twas down in the south at Old Tremore, I recall a yellow dress she wore. She strolled along the shore there all alone. But I guess it was my lucky day, she came there on holiday. My pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring, tells her friend she's going to marry me. Oh, best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what you've done to me. There's nothing else my eyes can see but a pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. My pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone.
They sounded as though they were continuing Hannigan's Hooley, were they not? Daniel O'Donnell and the pretty little girl from Oma. Daniel is from Donegal. And, well, I think, as we've said so often on Sounds Irish, it must be the most sung about county in Ireland. And here's Dermot Hegarty. Now, we don't hear Dermot Hegarty too often on Sounds Irish, but here he's telling us all about dear old Donegal. Believe it or not, Bing Crosby recorded this. And before I play it, I just want to tell you that if you have a request for some of these old Bing Crosby songs that he released in the mid-40s, certainly just after the Second World War, do let me have them. I'd be delighted to search for them because I have a friend of mine who must have every Bing Crosby track there ever was. Enough prattle, Joe. Here's Dermot Hegarty telling us all about dear old Donegal.
It seems like only yesterday since I sailed from Malta Park. A wanderer from Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there for a stranger on the shore. But the Irish luck was with me, boys, and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle, me friends will greet me on the pier, they'll greet me with a smile. There'll be faces there that I never knew, I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this is what she'd say.
She hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbours and kiss the carlings all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
The I'll give a party when I come home, and they'll come from near and far, and they'll line the road for miles and miles with Irish jaunting cars. The whiskey will flow like buttermilk, 'twill fill your hearts with joy, and the piper will play an Irish tune to greet the Yankee boy. We'll dance and sing the whole night long, such fun was never seen. The boys will be decked in corduroy, the colleen's decked in green. There'll be thousands there that I never saw, I've been so long away. And me mother will introduce them all, and this is what she'll say.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbours, and kiss the colleens all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Hannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malachy, Malone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Holy, Muldowney, Malone, Halligan, Calligan, Lanigan, Madigan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Houlihan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, McGinnis, McGillis, McLean.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours, and kiss the colleens all.
You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Well, that was Dermot Hegarty singing about dear old Donegal, but I think the whistle player should have got some mention on that as well. It was some fine whistle playing there. Dear old Donegal. Donegal is a county right up in the northwest of Ireland on the Atlantic seaboard. In fact, they do say in Donegal that the next parish is America. In that county, there's some beautiful scenery, wonderful mountains and wonderful valleys as well. And the people have a wonderful nature in Donegal. No wonder there's a lot of songs written about them. Now we come to Foster and Allen, regular appearances on Sounds Irish. I think they're a wonderful duo, and I think they're well known throughout the world because they are very, very talented, and they appear in the United States, Australia, Canada, wherever they go, packed venues. Here they're telling us the story of me Uncle Mike. Now, this has to be explained a little bit because in Ireland, well, we're not very good at remembering the lyrics of songs. So what we do when we come to a verse that we don't know or a couple of lines we can't remember, we go, diddly 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 diddly. I think it all derives from what's called mouth music. In the rural parts of Ireland, down through the centuries, people used to love dancing. And they used to have, as well, we've spoken about it before, the origin of the Cayley dance. But quite often there wasn't a musician around to play for the dancing. So somebody who had a bit of a brain and a bit of an ear for music would stand on one side and go, and the people would dance to it. Now, that's not only in Ireland, but I do believe it's in Scotland as well. Here, enough of the prattle. Here's Foster and Allen telling you the story of me Uncle Mike.
When I was young, I spent some time across with my Uncle Mike, and I must have travelled 100 miles on the crossbar of his bike. And as we'd rattle along the lane, Mike, he'd start to sing a song without a single word, as the cycle bell would ring. He'd go skiddery day do 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 do. Sometimes when he'd be lonely, then he'd often say to me, turn down the wireless and I'll tell you how things used to be. We had no television then, CD or stereo, and if you required some music, well, you had to make your own like this. Well, after church on Sundays, then across the road he'd stand, along with all the other lads in their Sunday suits of grand. The girls would go parading by, such a pretty sight, and one would ask him, Mikey, who are you taking to the dance tonight? He'd say, you'll do the diddly day diddly ask diddly ah diddly do diddly diddly dum. You'll do the diddly day diddly ah diddly ah diddly diddly dum. When all the hay was gathered in and safe from winter's harm, there'd be a celebration in the kitchen at the farm. He'd not get home till daybreak, sometimes in quite a state. His ma would ask him where he'd been, or might he tell her straight. He'd say, down by the diddly day, doodle in the ash, diddly ah, diddly doodle, diddly dum. Down by the diddly day, doodle in the ash, diddly ah, diddly diddly dum. When Uncle Mikey passed away, well, I was a man myself, and he left me his cottage and acre, that's the sum of his worldly wealth. But he was loved by everyone in the country and the town, and I never saw as big a crowd when we laid old Mikey down. We all sang, bye bye the diddly diddle doodle diddly um, skiddly ah diddly doodle lally doodle day dum. Bye bye the diddly diddle doodle lally ah, skiddly ah diddly doodle lally day.
Foster and Allen telling us all the story of my Uncle Mike. Literally, I to do today. No, go there. Right now, here once again, friends, is the wonderful voice of Anne Breen. I've become a big Anne Breen convert over the last couple of months. If you recall, we were up in Donegal not so long ago. Now we're going right down to the other end of Ireland, to the south. And she's telling us all about Killarney in my dreams. Killarney is in County Kerry. And I'm sure no matter what part of the world you're in, you will have heard of Killarney.
Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away, through lonely eyes, I'll see you, Killarney, in my dreams. Well, I'll take a trip by jaunting car to see the lakes I love. Cathedrals rising gently seem to touch the sky above. And in Kit Carney's cottage, there's a twinkle in each eye as I sip an Irish coffee and the world goes rolling by. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away, I'll see the milk-pressed cotton like a woven Irish shawl. I'll stand up there in ladies' view, a beauty without age. Compared to this life's history, 'tis no more than a page. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away through
believe you me, friends, Killarney is a beautiful place. I love to go down to Killarney. Mind you, I don't get down as much now as I used to, but there's some wonderful scenery, and of course we have all the usual attractions for tourists in Killarney. I'm moving on because I want to play for you now a lovely track from the Danny Doyle album that I acquired a couple of weeks ago. Danny, as I told you, was a big hit in the early ballad scene, we'll say late 60s and right through the 70s. A wonderful solo artist. He recorded a lot of material before heading off to the US. And this is from one of his early albums. And I do apologize once again for the quality, because it's taken from a vinyl album. And in those days, for some reason or other, they wanted to have a lot of reverb on the recordings. Nevertheless, it doesn't spoil it, not for me. A beautiful track from Danny Doyle.
If you could wait a moment longer, the sun would rise before the morn. The shadows from the skies would vanish, and the day twice as long. Every minute be an hour, every hour a loving kiss, every kiss a fresh spring flower sparkling in the morning mist. If you were here again beside me, the running waters I would hold to you, my lover, to wash your feet, your hair of gold, every drop a silver crystal, every crystal every glow a breath of beauty from your skin like dimpled snow. But since you've gone, the light has faded, are silent in the wood, the grass still trampled in a hollow marks the spot on which you stood. Every tree a sad reminder, every branch a memory bear, every memory tinged with sorrow that you are gone and I still care. Mm-hmm.
confess something to you that's always puzzled me. I don't know why they do it. There must be a reason for it. But quite often on Irish folk songs, and not so much on ballads, but certainly on Irish folk song, they introduce the cello. Now, I don't know any other country in the world that do that with their folk music, but sometimes it's very effective and sometimes it's not. And if I may confess to you, I don't think it is on that particular recording. I think they could have just left Danny to sing it with the guitar accompaniment. But that's Joe Bollard's opinion. And if you disagree with me, feel free to email me, joebollard2@aircom.net. Now, for lots of new listeners who are outside of Ireland, I think it's essential that I spell aircom, because it can be, well, if you don't see it written, you wouldn't have, you might even write it with an A. But it's, first of all, Joe Bollard, J-O-E-B-O-L-L-A-R-D, and a figure 2, at aircom, E-I-R-C-O-M.net. That's aircom.net, and put Sounds Irish in the subject line if you wish to email me. And of course, you can always join me on Facebook. We're picking up more and more friends on Facebook each week. So there, that was Danny Doyle. Now, this time it's a friend of mine, Brendan Grace, but he's, well, a little bit in the background, because here Declan Nerney and himself are singing a song about how things in Ireland have changed and are changing.
Are you ready, Butler?
Oh, you remember well in the years gone by and the changes they have brought. I lived right here in the Emerald Isle since I was just a tot. And Declan sat in his pony trap, on Sundays could be seen. But hey, the pony trap's now out of date, it's Butler's limousine. Do you remember the good old days? Forever, they are past. They'll never be the same again, cause things are changing fast. We still recall the winter nights and the cottages so bright. It wasn't from the electric scheme, 'twas the good old candlelight.
And the Cayley in the country home with the fiddler in the stand. But that would never do today, since the 5 or the 6 piece band.
Do you remember the good old days? Forever they are past. They'll never be the same again, cause things are changing fast.
Rocking chair, tandem made for two. Memories of years gone by, today they are so few.
Our present need is rush and speed, and travel night and day. A foreign land sent to hand, cause things are here to stay.
Do you remember the good old days? Forever they are past. They'll never be the same again, cause things are changing fast.
Shamrock seen, the mountains stand so tall. They're always there beyond compare. It never changed at all.
Friends we knew were still so true, and will be till the end. I'd give this world of years gone by if they'd be renewed again.
Do you remember the good old days? Forever they are past. They'll never be the same again, cause things are changing fast. Do you remember the good old days? Forever they are past. They'll never be the same again, cause things are changing fast.
Well, one thing you can say about our Sounds Irish programme this week is that it's certainly mixed, because now we're coming to the Bards, Dermot O'Leary and the Bards. Now, the Bards' biggest hit of all was their Step It Out Mary, and we've played that quite a few times on the programme. But this time we're going to a recording of a live performance of the Bards, in which Dermot confesses his love for a song that I like as well, and I'm sure you've heard it countless times.
Well, friends, there's one of my special favourite songs. And It's the next one. And it goes back many years, right back to the early 50s, to that great film that was made on location in Ireland, The Quiet Man. I'm sure all of you in this room remember the song. So a little trip down memory lane, and that great song about Innisfree. I met some folks who say that I'm a dream, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things you love are far away, and precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take them o'er the land across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. Find a peace no other land can know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels, and watch the rivers laughing as they flow. But dreams don't last, and dreams are not forgotten, and soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose the eye. Innisfree, I still would choose the Isle of Innisfree.
Dermot O'Leary and the Bards, and some fine piano accompaniment as well, and the Isle of Innisfree, a classic where Irish songs are concerned, and so is this next one. But it's an unusual recording of the song, because it's by Connie Foley, who was a big hit in the Dublin area. Oh, would have been around in the 50s. Anyway, Connie Foley, wherever he appeared, and it was mostly in the sort of Gaiety Theatre in the Queens and places like that, where they used to have big concerts and shows that Connie would appear. And this is his version of the song, once again, that you all know so well. A few moments ago, we were with Anne Breen in Killarney. We're staying in County Kerry now because Connie Foley is telling us all about that well-known Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love through the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. Though lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
One of the most popular Irish songs of all time, surely, the Rose of Tralee, sung for us there by Connie Foley. This next track, friends, is haunting. It's entitled Roisin Dubh, or Dark Rosaleen, which is a name that they often gave to Ireland when they were singing about Ireland, particularly abroad. They called Ireland their Dark Rosaleen. And it's also an Irish legend about the Dark Rosaleen. It's sung for us here by Seamsa Tíre Os Gaeilge in Irish. And if ever there's a melody that brings up the sound of Ireland to me, it's this one.
Na bíag brón art na cosan is ta da fadún mon hapa son roivan ir ta na braid ha Tiachter solia, si ddeg triw har mwyr. Is ni celfor, fi yn y sbonioch er moro. Begon arge na tilte diarge son spyr na fwyl. Begon sen na cog a creroch de grim na gnoch. Begon Gottlian schler fuit er.
home.